We're here with Georgia DeBritz. Congratulations on winning the Pac-12 championship for the second year in a row.
Thank you.
How good did that feel?
It was amazing for us to be able to do that back-to-back, and especially being in the Huntsman Center and for our last time for the seniors in the Huntsman Center. It was such a tremendous feat for us, and, you know, it really boosts our confidence for the rest of the postseason.
Yeah, it was a big night for you because you also won the Pac-12 all-around for the first time, right?
Yeah.
How big was that for you?
You know, all around has been something I've struggled with the past 3 years, and, you know, there's been that one event that I always struggled with, and it's finally coming all together, and it's a great feeling to have it all pulled together at this time, you know, coming to the end of my career.
How tough was it for you? You're in front of the home fans for the last time, and Torrey Wilson, one of your leaders, goes down with just a horrible injury. How hard was that?
It was definitely really hard to work with. You know, we still had a couple girls left to go on floor, and, you know, we kind of had to deal with that and move on really quick for the moment and get through our routines. And it was super emotional afterwards, you know, because we were doing so great throughout the night. And then, you know, it was our last time in the Huntsman. And to see her go down like that, it was super emotional for us. And we were all really sad and kind of excited for winning at the same time. But it was a bittersweet thing because we didn't have her with us.
So you're going to have to replace her.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you're going to do that? I mean, she competed in all four events. She frequently would put up tens.
Yeah.
How do you replace somebody like that?
It's definitely hard. You know, Torrey contributed on every event for so long, and she was capable of putting up huge scores. And, you know, it's going to be hard to fill that spot, but we have a ton of girls that are ready to step up and be in that lineup and are capable of putting up big scores like she was.
So you got your draw. You're headed to Berkeley.
Yes.
And you're the top seed, and you got Georgia, the only team that beat you. So is that kind of exciting because it's a chance at redemption, or are you kind of nervous?
It is. It's exciting because, you know, they were the one team that beat us this year, and we get a little bit of redemption there and, you know, just prove ourselves that we can do good on the road again. And we've been at Cal before. We went there twice last year. We won the Pac-12s there last year. So we know what their arena is like and what it's going to be like there. So we're pretty comfortable and confident going in.
And then last thing, then you're headed to Nationals. Do you think that without Torrey it's going to make it a lot harder? Or do you feel like you've been so strong all year that you're ready to get back to the Super Six and challenge for the title?
You know, I think we're definitely still ready to get back there. It is hard without Torrey, and, you know, she was such a contributing factor to this team. But, you know, we have a lot of girls that have really stepped up. Even just this week in practice, I've seen a lot of changes in the girls that are ready to be in lineup, and that's a good thing to see. And we have a lot of confidence, and we want to do this, finish out this season for her. So it'll be, hopefully, a better year than last year.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We'll swap you.